Seated. This summer, about 42 youth from this congregation, from Gloria Day Lutheran Church, and from our partner congregation, Hephatha Lutheran Church on 17th and Locust, embarked on two mission trips, one to the city of St. Louis, Missouri, and one to the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis in Minnesota. Our theme this year was Storyline, Our Story, God's Story. I would love to introduce to you three of our youth, two of which went to St. Louis, and one of which went to the Twin Cities. They are Lauren Kesson, Grace Farrell, and Emmy Corbin.
Good morning. My name is Lauren Kesson, and this year I had the wonderful pleasure of going on my second mission trip. This year, I went to the Twin Cities with the middle schoolers, me as a high school leader. Being a high school leader gave me a lot more opportunities and a lot more responsibilities, from helping people calm down when they're about to have panic attacks, to helping people when they're fainting and throwing up. That helped my faith grow a lot because I realized how grateful I am. Last year, I went to Nashville and learned a lot. But this mission trip, I learned a lot more because we had no air conditioning when the church we were staying at was 111 degrees inside. From these two mission trips, I learned how many privileges I have and that I take for granted for every day. From having air conditioning, which was very helpful, and from having a meal every day when I come home. I met a lot of great people from this mission trip that helped me shear 1,000 ears of corn, who helped me chop at least 50 pounds of vegetables, who helped me cut 50 pounds of fruit, who dumped at least 500 cartons of spoiled milk down a drain, and feed 1,000 people. Now, that's just some of the work my group at Twin Cities did. I wouldn't say this year was the best mission trip, but it definitely taught me the most. From how important air conditioning is when it's 115 degrees outside, to how grateful I am for the meals I serve. With the heat index of being 113 degrees outside and kids fainting and throwing up, I still had a pretty great time from learning about my God and serving Him. I taught a bunch of people how to play Cat's Cradle, and I learned a lot about my God. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Grace Farrell, and I went on the high school mission trip to St. Louis. I'm so glad that I got this opportunity to go on this mission trip because I revived my faith with God. I connected with the locals from the St. Louis area, the teens from different churches, and I grew closer to the people from Christ our Savior. During the trip, I met a 63-year-old woman named Pam from when we visited the senior center during one of our work days. She had told me about her life from growing up in St. Louis to how she had just became a great-grandmother. We talked for the whole time we were there, so about 1.5 hours. I've never been good at starting or keeping conversations going, so this was a challenge for me. During the time I was there, she had told me all of her utterly fascinating life stories. When the day came to an end, I had realized something. I had no trouble starting or keeping conversations. What I did have trouble with was staying true to myself during these conversations. I would act differently towards people I would not know. I would often conform to another personality when trying to make new friends. I did this because I was afraid that people wouldn't like who I truly was. Society makes us believe that if you don't fit into this picture of perfection, then that makes you odd and out of place. Pam had taught me that I don't need to act differently to have people like me, because God will always love me for who I am. She stated that God will always be here for me. He'll never abandon me. He will never cease from my heart. He is here to stay and love me for all of eternity, and that I should love him, others, and myself for all of eternity. This made me realize that I don't need to change for anyone, because God will love my true self. God loves me for who I am, and he will never abandon me. He loves everything about me, and he will constantly be there for me. I realized that I needed to stop comparing myself to others because, yes, some people will be better at certain things than you are. I needed to understand that some people will be more comfortable with letting people know their true selves. I soon realized that I needed to become more comfortable with myself, my true self. After realizing that, I became myself again. I surrounded myself with people who liked the real me. Because of this, I began to enjoy the trip more, which meant growing my faith, connecting to the people who lived in St. Louis, and, of course, creating and strengthening friendships. Moreover, this trip taught me that I am enough. It taught me that I need to love myself for who I am, that God's love is stronger than any feeling of jealousy, hatred, and doubt. I learned a lot from this trip, and I'm glad, because even if I'm feeling like I don't belong or that no one likes me, I know that I'm not alone, for God is here. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Emmy Corbin. Last month, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to St. Louis, Missouri. To be perfectly honest, I didn't know what to expect. I had no plan for myself, from what I was going to do on the van ride to the city to how I was going to organize my bag. I soon realized, though, that it didn't matter at all. God had his own plan for me, and going on this trip helped me understand that I am one part of his greater story, and everything would be just fine. My group volunteered at a crisis nursery, a senior center, the St. Louis Dream Center, and a learning center. No matter what the work was, I felt so happy that I was there and potentially making someone else's life a bit easier. I didn't expect to be able to bond with the other teenagers and my group leaders on such a relatively short trip, but I did. I stepped outside of my comfort zone to pray in front of my newfound friends over food we were so blessed to be able to eat, knowing that I had people there for me for both my highs and my lows. Made the week's volunteer work, devotions, and worships so much more special. I think the most memorable part of the experience for me was being able to spend our last workday at Cornerstone Learning Center, where I met a 4-year-old boy whose father had just passed away. My heart just broke for him. He was so confused as to why he couldn't hug his father anymore, or see him in the clouds when he found a toy telescope on the playground. I held him in my arms, and we prayed together. As I sat with him for an hour, maybe more, it clicked with me. Every day, God gave me opportunities to help others. He provided me with the resources. I just had to act. And I had made the decision to take the opportunity when a boy needed a friend during a lonely time. I had accepted these gifts when there were seniors at the food pantry who needed assistance, when there were crisis nursery shelves to restock, and at every other volunteer site I got to visit. So in that moment, I decided that I'll continue taking these opportunities to help others in God's name, wherever he takes me in life, whether it be Sussex or St. Louis. Thank you.
As you can see, God moved in mighty, powerful ways on the two trips. We want to thank all of you for your love, your support, and your prayers while we were on both of these trips. We couldn't have done all the things that we were able to do without all of you back here at home. Will you please join me in prayer? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for your blessings, for all of the things that we have. Help to open our hearts and our minds so that we can see you everywhere we go. Continue to use us and bless us. May we be your hands and your feet. Amen.
Please rise if you are able.